We're the 2012 SCAC Baseball Championships Game 8. Mills have head coach Jim Page and his managers survive elimination and actually eliminate Rhodes with an 11-4 win. Jim, this was an up-and-down game. You guys run out to a big lead, about 8-0 lead, then Rhodes cuts the game in half, and then you guys get back to an 11-4 margin. Just talk a little bit about the ebbs and flows this afternoon.
Well, as long as Shoemaker, boy, what a great job he did. That's what we needed. We asked him to give us 12 to 15 outs, and he went out there and did just that and gave us what we needed, and maybe, I think, an extra. I think he gave us 16. So I should ask for 18. I wish I had him, but he'd have probably given them to me. But he did a great job, and our hitters did an awesome job. Burnett, is good, and they brought the house at us like we would have done in the same situation when there's no tomorrow, and so when they have good arms and good defense, and so our hitters did a great job, made some adjustments, and defensively we did play real well as well. So overall it was a really good game. Hey, we did a little something to score the eighth run to go up 8-0, and that was a tribute to Rhodes, because they aren't going to lay down and die. So when they scored four, it didn't surprise me none, and I was a little intense in the dugout because the game was not over when it was 8-0. It's not over against them, and it's not over against teams like us. So it was a great game.
Jim, talk a little bit about Shoemaker, just a little bit more in depth. Pretty dominant early on. Rhodes didn't pick up their second hit until they scored the four and the sixth inning.
Yeah, and when they did that, again, we made a mistake pitch to hit the leadoff hitter. We shouldn't have done that. And then we booted double play ground ball. He controlled what he could control, even with that. I hated to get him out, but we just needed to make a change. Maybe I should have left him in. I don't know. But none of that damage was really anything he did. And hey, Pennelly hit the ball out of the park, and he's a good hitter, and it's not the first one he's hit and won't be the last. And so Shu, hey, maybe I'd like to have that fastball back a little lower, but four of those runs, one of them was on his. And again, if it's two outs, nobody on, we can pitch a little bit differently to him. You don't want to serve up him a fastball right down the middle of the plate, and then we ended up having to do it, and he made his pay. So again, shoot, what a tremendous job he did. And then, now again, I love our guys. We came back and answered with three spot, where a lot of teams maybe wouldn't do that.
Jim, finally, how do you guys prepare for such a quick turnaround? A little under an hour away to take on Trinity in one more elimination game, this time for a spot in the championship round to square up with Birmingham Southern.
Yeah, we're gonna go get on the bus and have a seat, catch your breath for a minute, and we're gonna walk off the bus and just, hey, this is the first time we're here at the stadium, and we're gonna play another ball game. So we're just gonna try to have a little fun with that, get in the mindset of doing that, and see if that can help us, and then we'll go to the hotel, and if we're fortunate enough to beat a great powerhouse Trinity team, we'll come back the next day and play.
Jim, thanks so much for taking time, and best of luck tonight.
Thanks, buddy.